This podcast can be used as part of a professional development program for elementary school teachers. It aims to present the strategies for utilizing educational multimedia in the elementary classroom to support student learning, the technology tools utilized by elementary school teachers, as well as the curriculum areas best suited for these tools will be presented next. The strengths and weaknesses in the technology will also be discussed. Multimedia refers to the sequential or simultaneous use of a variety of media in a given presentation or a self-study program, incorporating text, audio, and still and motion images. Therefore, the term educational multimedia refers to the use of multiple media in education to enhance student learning, that is, engaging students in active learning and multisensory learning experiences. The use of multimedia in education can address a variety of learning styles by providing students with multisensory learning experiences. According to Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences, humans have multiple methods of learning, such as verbal, linguistic, visual, spatial, and musical rhythmic. The use of multimedia, like audio, video, and text-based instruction, supports Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences by offering students multisensory experiences that match their individual learning styles and needs. In addition, multimedia can increase student attention span and motivation by engaging learners in meaningful learning experiences that enhance higher-order thinking, critical thinking, and problem-solving skills. Furthermore, multimedia enhance individualization, allowing students to control over the rate and sequence of their learning, thus providing reinforcement and personalized responses. Finally, multimedia are effective with special learners, at-risk students, and students from diverse ethnic backgrounds because they allow for personalization according to students' individual needs and learning pace. Multimedia offer a variety of learning tools to be used in elementary instruction. They consist of multimedia kits, hypermedia, interactive media, and virtual reality. Each type will be presented next along with its strengths and weaknesses. First, a multimedia kit is a collection of teaching learning materials involving a variety of types of media and organized around a single topic. The collection often includes CD-ROMs, DVDs, audio and video materials, still pictures, study prints, maps, worksheets, charts, graphs, and booklets. Multimedia kits can be used by the teacher, individual students, or small groups. They are available for a variety of educational subjects, such as geography and science, and are usually accompanied by teacher manuals. Multimedia kits are beneficial in that they promote collaborative and problem-based learning. Students using multimedia kits can use laboratory materials to perform science experiments. The main advantage of multimedia kits is that they give learners a chance at first-hand learning, that is, to touch, to observe, to experiment, to wonder, and to decide. Because multimedia kits are packaged, they can easily be transferred and utilized beyond the classroom, at the media center, or at home. Multimedia kits are well suited for elementary science and math curriculum, since they enhance discovery and problem-based learning. However, multimedia kits can be expensive and difficult to store. In addition, some kits can easily be broken or damaged, causing frustration. What is more, non-commercial multimedia can be time-consuming for teachers to produce and organize. Second, hypermedia refers to computer software, incorporating text, audio, and video elements that allow students to study information in a non-linear way. Hypermedia enables learners to research, to locate materials, analyze findings, and cross-reference information. Hypermedia encourages students to become proactive learners, since creating hypermedia projects requires the learner to make decisions and evaluate progress. Students can create individual or group-based projects by searching for information, adding links to video or audio resources, and sharing them with their peers. In addition, hypermedia develops students' higher-order thinking skills, opening up a multitude of creative avenues to learning. Students construct knowledge effectively by adding links or scripts to a hypermedia project, thus organizing information with concepts and their relationships. Another example of hypermedia use in elementary instruction is hypermedia software packages, such as interactive books and e-books. These hypermedia tools are well suited in language and art curriculum, allowing students to choose the story path to follow at their own pace. Hypermedia use maintains student interest, offering multisensory learning experiences. However, navigating through the hyperlinked files, students may get lost, thus causing confusion and frustration. Struggling students may also find it difficult to work individually, since they need more structured guidance. Moreover, lack of experience in using hypermedia materials might be time-consuming or might cause misconceptions. Third, interactive media combine text, audio, and video elements into classroom instruction. Live digital video conferences bring specialists and experts from around the world into the classroom, providing students with valuable interviews and content-based information. Also, electronic whiteboards enable students to receive notes and concept maps from brainstorming sessions instantaneously. These technology tools enhance interactive instruction and participation in a global community of practice. They facilitate teacher planning and organization by saving time and effort. In addition, they also enable students to extend their learning experiences outside the school setting by enabling them to take notes on their handheld computers. Finally, blogs and wikis are web-based interactive communication tools, enhancing communication and dissemination of educational materials. Such forms of interaction promote sharing of learning and understanding, thus constructing knowledge collaboratively. Interactive media encourage students to explore, inquire, and advance their personal learning, as well as contributing to the knowledge of others. Last, virtual reality allows users to interact with a computer-simulated three-dimensional environment, providing safe and time and cost-effective learning experiences. Virtual field trips constitute a form of virtual reality that is widely used in elementary education in all curriculum areas. Students have the opportunity to virtually visit faraway locations with just a few simple clicks of the mouse. Virtual reality makes it possible for students to encounter phenomena that cannot be brought into classroom for observation and study. It also allows students to pause at any stage of learning to discuss and analyze points of interest. Virtual reality increases student motivation and attention by providing exciting multisensory learning experiences. It is also suitable for individualizing and personalizing learning. The high cost and complexity of the environment are some of the limitations of this technology tool. In addition, virtual reality falls somewhere in the middle of the concrete abstract continuum, because although the experience is real, students cannot directly manipulate the phenomena. Overall, effective and efficient integration of educational multimedia into elementary instruction can enhance student learning, offering multisensory learning experiences. However, it is up to the teacher to choose the technology tool and how it is to be used to enhance curriculum standards and objectives.